Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. As we say good morning to ya. To ya. We say good morning. And glad to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. We are appreciative of your prayers and your financial support for WHCB. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Well, the question of who are you is easy for you to answer. The question of who is God, the Father, who is Jesus Christ, the Son, who is the Holy Spirit? Those are questions that may be a little more difficult, but yet they can be answered. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. There's God the Father. He's considered to be Almighty God, the Heavenly Father, the Maker of heaven and earth, God, His Son, Jesus Christ, the one who gave Himself for us on the cross at Calvary, and God the Holy Spirit. So there are three persons in one. It's called the Triunity or the Trinity, and that's the three personalities, three persons of God. We're familiar with God, who is the Creator of the universe, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. But many folks don't know much about the Holy Spirit. Often in the King James, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Holy Ghost. But there's more and more knowledge and abuse about the Holy Spirit these days because of mega churches, TV evangelism, all sorts of different things. Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who came alongside, the Helper. He did that twice in the Gospel of John. There in John 14:26, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring you in remembrance all things that I have said unto you. And then there in John 15:26, but when the Comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. Now, those two biblical references, plus others, confirm the Trinity and the promise that when the Lord Jesus returned to heaven to be with the Father, He would not leave us to fend for ourselves. In John 14:18, you'll remember He said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. So the Holy Spirit took the Lord's place on this earth when He was taken back to heaven. And the Holy Spirit carries on the work of Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives. So who's the Holy Spirit and what does He do for us? Here's one commentator's view from Isaiah 6:8, and I read it from the Thomas Nelson Holy Bible Expanded Edition. Goes like this: the moment a repenting sinner receives Christ by faith into his heart and the life into his life, the Holy Spirit immediately does five things for him. The Holy Spirit regenerates the believer and gives him a new nature, John chapter 3, verse 5. He baptizes the believer into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, 13. He indwells the believer, Romans 8, 9. He seals the believer, Ephesians 1, 13. And he fills the believer, Acts 4, 8. All five of these ministries occur at conversion. We don't realize that we have the package of all these things until we grow in our knowledge of the Bible and of what the will of God is for our lives. Some believe that you have to pray for the Holy Spirit to come unto you, but according to Scripture, we have him at the time of conversion. The Apostle Paul put it this way in 1 Peter, not in 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter said it in 1 Peter, not the Apostle Paul. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Notice it is given to us all things. The Holy Spirit was given to the apostles at the day of Pentecost. With that, they had the power to preach. They had the power to preach in different languages so people from all over the world could understand. It was true Holy Spirit power. Ephesians 5:18 tells us, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." Now, if we're drunk with wine or any alcoholic beverage, it's to be controlled by an outside force. And you would not do things or say things that you do when you're drunk that you would when you're sober. The same applies to the filling of the Holy Spirit. You can say and do things never before. You would never say them on your own, but you say them under the power of God. So the Holy Spirit then makes all the difference in the world, in your life. You're no longer controlled by Satan or his minions or from the world system. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 2. Let us go to prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for all that the Holy Spirit does for us and through us. Lord, I realize that we can't have the Holy Spirit living within us and guiding us and comforting us and taking care of us unless we have faith in Jesus Christ. So we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that is given as our comforter from Christ himself. And we thank you for that. Now, Father, we do ask that the Holy Spirit of God would guide us today and provide for us today. And help us today to do what you've called us to do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.